Krishna Book, Canto 10, Hastinapur, Chapter 71, Scene 3. Indraprastha welcomes Krishna. The chariot of Lord Krishna began to proceed, accompanied by many other chariots, along with elephants, cavalry, infantry, and similar royal paraphernalia. Bugles, drums, trumpets, conch shells, horns, and coronets all began to produce a loud, auspicious sound, which vibrated in all directions. Krishna's 16,000 queens, headed by the goddess of fortune herself, Rukmini Devi, who is the ideal wife of Lord Krishna, and being accompanied by their respective sons, all of them followed behind Lord Krishna. They were dressed in costly garments, decorated with ornaments, and their bodies were smeared with sandalwood pulp and garlanded with fragrant flowers. Riding on palanquins, which were nicely decorated with silks, flags, and golden lace, the queens followed their exalted husband, Lord Krishna. The infantry soldiers carried shields, swords, and lances in their hands and acted as royal bodyguards to all of the queens. In the rear of the procession were the wives and children and all the other followers, and there were also many society girls following. Many beasts of burden like bulls, buffaloes, mules, and asses carried the camps, bedding, and carpets. And the women who were following were seated in separate palanquins on the backs of camels. This panoramic procession was accompanied by the shouts of the people and was full with the display of different colored flags, umbrellas, and whisks, and also different varieties of weapons, dress, ornaments, helmets, and armaments. The procession, being reflected in the sunshine, appeared just like an ocean with its high waves and sharks. In this way, the procession of Lord Krishna's party advanced towards Hastinapur or New Delhi, and gradually passed through the kingdoms of Anartha or the Gujarat province, Salvira or Sauret, the great desert of Rajasthan, and then Kurukshetra. In between those kingdoms, there were many mountains, rivers, towns, villages, pasturing grounds, and mining fields. The procession passed through all of these places in its advance. On his way to Hastinapur, Lord Krishna crossed two big rivers, namely the Drishtvati and the Sarasvati. Then Krishna crossed the province of Panchala and the province of Matsya. In this way, ultimately, Krishna arrived at Indraprastha. The audience of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is not very commonplace. Therefore, when King Yudhisthira heard that Lord Krishna had already arrived in his capital city, Hastinapur, Yudhisthira became so joyful that all of his bodily hairs stood on end in great ecstasy. And Yudhisthira immediately came out of the city to properly receive Krishna. Yudhisthira ordered the musical vibration of different instruments and songs, and the learned brahmanas of the city began to chant the hymns of the Vedas very loudly. Lord Krishna is known as Hrishikesha, or the master of the senses. And King Yudhisthira went forward to receive Krishna exactly as the senses meet the consciousness of life. King Yudhisthira was the elderly cousin of Krishna, and naturally, Yudhisthira had great affection for Lord Krishna. As soon as Yudhisthira saw Lord Krishna, Yudhisthira's heart became filled with great love and affection. Yudhisthira had not seen Lord Krishna for many days, and therefore Yudhishthira thought himself most fortunate to see Krishna present before him. The king, therefore, began to embrace Lord Krishna again and again in great affection. The eternal form of Lord Krishna is the everlasting residence of the goddess of fortune. As soon as King Yudhishthira embraced Krishna, Yudhishthira became free from all contamination of material existence. Yudhishthira felt immediately transcendental bliss and merged into an ocean of happiness. There were tears in his eyes, and Yudhishthira's body shook in ecstasy. King Yudhishthira completely forgot that he was living in the material world. After this, Bhimasen, the second brother of the Pandavas, smiled and embraced Lord Krishna, thinking of Krishna as his own maternal cousin. And thus, Bhimasena was merged in great ecstasy. Bhimasena also was so filled with ecstasy that for the time being, he forgot his own material existence. Then, Lord Sri Krishna himself embraced the other three Pandavas, Arjuna, Nakula, and Sahadeva. The eyes of all three brothers were inundated with tears, and Arjuna began to embrace Krishna again and again because they were intimate friends. The two younger Pandava brothers, after being embraced by Lord Krishna, fell down at his lotus feet to offer their respects. Lord Krishna thereafter offered his obeisances to the Brahmanas who were present there, as well as to the elderly members of the Kuru dynasty, like Bhishma, Drona, and Dhritarashtra. And there were many kings of different provinces, such as Kuru, Srinjai, and Kekai. And Lord Krishna duly reciprocated greetings and respects with all of them. The professional reciters, like the Sutas, Magadhas, and Vandanas, accompanied by the Brahmanas, began to offer their respectful prayers to Lord Krishna. Artists and musicians like the Gandharvas, as well as the royal jokers, began to play their drums, conchels, kettle drums, veenas, mridangas, and bugles. And they exhibited their dancing arts in order to please Lord Krishna. Thus, the all-famous Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, entered the great city of Hastinapur, which was opulent in every respect. And while Lord Krishna was entering the city, everyone was talking amongst themselves about the glories of Lord Krishna and praising Krishna's transcendental name, quality, form, etc. The roads, streets, and lanes of Hastinapur were all sprinkled with fragrant water through the trunks of intoxicated elephants. In different places of the city, there were colorful festoons and flags decorating the houses and streets. At important road crossings, there were gates with golden decorations. And at the two sides of the gates, there were golden water jugs. These beautiful decorations glorified the opulence of the city. Participating in this great ceremony, all the citizens of the city gathered here and there, dressed in colorful new clothing, decorated with ornaments, flower garlands, and fragrant scents. Each and every house was illuminated by hundreds and thousands of lamps placed in different corners of the cornices, walls, columns, bases, and architraves or molding around a door or a window, and from far away, the rays of the lamps resembled the festival of Deepavali, a particular festival observed on New Year's Day in the Hindu calendar. Within the walls of the houses, fragrant incense was burning, and smoke rose through the windows, making the entire atmosphere very pleasing. On the top of every house, flags were flapping, and the gold water pots kept on the roofs shone very brilliantly. Lord Krishna thus entered the city of the Pandavas, enjoyed the beautiful atmosphere, and slowly proceeded ahead. When the young girls in every house heard that Lord Krishna, the only object worth seeing, was passing on the road, they became very anxious to see this all-famous personality. Their hair loosened, and their tightened saris became slack due to their hastily rushing to see Krishna. They gave up their household engagements, and those who were lying in bed with their husbands immediately left them and came directly down onto the street to see Lord Krishna. The procession of elephants, horses, chariots, and infantry was very crowded, so some, being unable to see properly in the crowd, got up on the roofs of their houses, and they were pleased to see Lord Sri Krishna passing with his thousands of queens. They began to shower flowers on the procession, and they embraced Lord Krishna within their minds and gave Krishna a hearty reception. When they saw Krishna in the midst of his many queens, like the full moon situated amidst many luminaries, they began to talk amongst themselves. My dear friend, it is very difficult to guess what kind of pious activities these queens might have performed, for they are always enjoying the smiling face and loving glances of Krishna. While Lord Krishna was thus passing on the road, at intervals, some of the citizens who were all rich, respectable, and freed from sinful activities presented auspicious articles to Lord Krishna just to offer him a reception to the city. Thus they worshipped Krishna as humble servitors. When Lord Krishna entered the palace, all the ladies there became overwhelmed with affection just upon seeing him. Immediately they received Lord Krishna with glittering eyes, expressing their love and affection for him. And Lord Krishna smiled and accepted their feelings and gestures of reception. When Kunti, the mother of the Pandavas, saw her nephew, Lord Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Kunti became overpowered with love and affection. At once, Kunti got up from her bedstead and appeared before Krishna along with her daughter-in-law Draupadi, and in maternal love and affection, Kunti embraced Krishna. As Yudhishthir brought Krishna within the palace, the king became so confused in his jubilation that Yudhishthir practically forgot what he was supposed to do at that time in order to receive Krishna and worship him properly. Lord Krishna delightfully offered his respects and obeisances to Kunti and the other elderly ladies of the palace. Krishna's younger sister, Subhadra, was also standing there, along with Draupadi, and both of them offered respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. At the indication of her mother-in-law, Draupadi brought clothing, ornaments, and garlands, and with this paraphernalia, they received the queens, namely Rukmini, Satyabhama, Bhadra, Jambavati, Kalindi, Mitravinda, Lakshmana, and the devoted Satya. These principal queens of Lord Krishna were the first ones to be received, and then the remaining queens were also offered a proper reception. King Yudhishthir arranged for Krishna's rest and saw that all who came along with Krishna, namely his queens, soldiers, ministers, and secretaries, were all comfortably situated. Yudhishthir had arranged that they would experience a new feature of reception every day while staying as the guests of the Pandavas. And it was during this time that Lord Sri Krishna, with the help of Arjuna, for the satisfaction of the fire god, allowed Agni to devour the Kandava forest. During the forest fire, Krishna saved the demon Maya Asura, who was hiding in the forest. Upon being saved, Maya Asura felt obliged to the Pandavas and to Lord Krishna, and so Maya Asura constructed a wonderful assembly house within the city of Hastinapur. In this way, Lord Krishna, in order to please King Yudhishthir, remained in the city of Hastinapur for several months. And during his stay, Krishna enjoyed strolling here and there. Krishna also used to drive on chariots along with Arjuna, and many warriors and soldiers used to follow them. Thus ends chapter 71, scene 3. Indraprastha welcomes Krishna. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.